We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. Now for the market report, here's Jillian Ferguson.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the market report. When it comes to produce, there is no one I trust more than Karen Beverland. Karen is the vice president of specialty produce for Fresh Point, but many of us know her as the produce hunter. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jillian.
So, Karen, before we get into what's in season right now, can you tell us a little bit about what a produce hunter does?
Well, I don't know what all produce hunters do, but in my case, I'm responsible for shopping the farmers market and identifying items that I think chefs would like, and then either getting samples of those items into the hands of our chefs or just saying, here, you should buy this. And trying to be seasonal and stay in really close contact with the farmers so that we know when something's coming, because we always want to be first.
So needless to say, you are an expert in shopping the farmers market. And Thanksgiving is just around the corner, so I thought today we could talk about pumpkins. Do you have a favorite type of pumpkin that you like to recommend to your chefs?
I do. I like two kinds of pumpkins. European pumpkins, in this case, one that comes originally from France and one that comes originally from Italy. And then orange kabocha, which is a Japanese pumpkin. Those are my two types, three pumpkins.
Two types, three pumpkins. Yeah. All right, so walk us through each one.
Okay, so Marina di Chioggia is my favorite Italian pumpkin, and it's super unapproachable looking. It's like the oyster of pumpkins. So it's super bumpy all around, and it kind of looks kind of gnarly. It has super thick walls, but it's delicious, and it makes amazing puree, and the texture is beautiful. And I did have a really fun experience with that. I read somewhere that the best baked potato, baked russet, is if you brine it before you bake it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. So I decided I was going to brine one of these big, huge pumpkins. And when it went into the brine, I called a chef. I called Michael Cimaresti and said, what kind of brine do I use and how long do I brine it for? And so he said 3 to 5%. So I did 3 because, you know, I'm scared, risk averse. And I brined it, but I brined it for like 6 hours. And then I baked it whole in the oven at like 325 for, I think, 4 hours, just until it was fork tender. And it was beautiful. It's like I cut a wedge and it came out as this beautiful wedge, and then I could just like scrape the seeds out, and it was delicious. I do think I'm going to try brining for longer, but it was so fun.
All right, so take us to pumpkin number two.
Okay, pumpkin number two is originally from France, and that's Mosquée de Provence. The Mosquée de Provence is much more beautiful than the very sad looking Marina, but it's as super highly lobed, you know, so it's got deep crevices all the way around, and it just looks kind of elegant. And it can be green or have a tinge of orange or be kind of a solid taupe. So it's better on color, and it caramelizes beautifully because it has a good sugar content. This is another very thick-walled pumpkin. Our final pumpkin is super popular, and it's delicious. So there are two kabochas that are here at the market. There's green, and then there's the orange. And the green is more vegetable kind of focused. It tastes more vegetable-y. But the orange has higher sugar and is delicious. And it has thinner walls, but the skin is edible. So that's super nice.
Yeah, makes it very easy. So at Thanksgiving this year, how is pumpkin going to appear on your table?
My mom does Thanksgiving and does a wonderful job, in case she's listening. I'm gluten-free and my daughter's gluten-free. I bring gluten-free cornbread stuffing. My brother is responsible for pies at Christmas. And so he brings pumpkin pie. So that's how it shows up. But in my home now, I have pumpkin bread that I made with, I have a super old family recipe from my aunt, and I made pumpkin bread with dates and pecans. I've been doing like slices or chunks of pumpkin with lentils and like some kind of greens, and then like tahini sauce on top for dinner. So I think that we should all embrace pumpkin all the way through fall and into winter, instead of just holding and saving it for Thanksgiving.
I think that's a great idea. Karen,
Every time I talk to you, I learn so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jillian.
That was Karen Beverlin, Vice President of Specialty Produce for Fresh Point. If you're not following her on Instagram, you should be. It's at FP Produce Hunter. Mike Roberts is a farmer with McGrath Family Farms up in Camarillo, and he is one of the farmers who is bringing the European varietals that Karen just talked about to the market. Mike, we're looking at two pretty gnarly pumpkins in front of us. We have the Chioggia, right? The Marina de Chioggia.
Marina de Chioggia, the Italians have told me, but you might be right.
And then this one here is what?
Musc de Provence,
a
French variety.
So the Musc de Provence, or Musquet de Provence, is an orange fleshed pumpkin here. And the Marina de Chioggia is a green, warty-looking pumpkin here. How long have these been in the ground? When did you guys plant these?
So these are the brainchild of one of my farming mentors, Phil McGrath and Paul Thurston, and they've come up with all these, discovered a lot of these different varieties, again, influenced by Karen from Fresh Point and all the chefs that she works with and we work with. So we put these in the ground in May, June, and then they're going to grow for about, they take a little bit longer than a traditional pumpkin or squash, maybe closer to 3-4 months, and then we'll let them cure in the field for about a month to really get that flavor and color. And then we bring them to market after that. And I'll say Karen has been pretty much cleaning us out this year. So we have definitely, you know, some for our, of course, our loyal customers here on the table. But she's been really supporting big time this year with these.
When you say you let them cure in the field, are they still on the stem or do you cut them and let them sit in the field?
The curing in our context is cutting and then piling them together and then just letting them cure. So it's nothing fancy. We can pile them in the field or put them on the back of trailers. If we need to get back into that land and plant it again, then we would put it up on a trailer, move it, let it cure on the trailer, and we could plant again. If we don't need that land, then we could just let it cure right there in the field.
So when they get to market, they've already been cured.
Yes, that's a good question. People ask a lot, how do I know that they're ripe or ready to go? And I say, once we bring them here, they're ready.
And then when people get them home, how long will they last for?
This is another great thing about these squashes. As you mentioned, they're so striking, beautiful, and in a warty way on the Marina di Chioggia. And the Musc de Provence looks like a Cinderella-style pumpkin. So you can sit them for fall decoration throughout the whole fall season. And then whenever you're ready to cook them up, just slice away and cook them up. So it's months and months they can continue to cure as an edible decoration in your home.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
That was Mike Roberts. He's one of the farmers with McGrath Family Farms up in Camarillo. Come and check out his pumpkins at the Wednesday Santa Monica Farmers Market. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
That's it for this week. In case you missed any of it, please listen on our website or on KCRW's mobile app. As always, you can subscribe, we would love you to, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And please leave us a review if you liked what you heard. My thanks go to the Good Food team. They are Nick Liao, Laurel Garcia, Joseph Stone, Chuck Previtary, and Ronnie Mickelson. Special thanks to Jacqueline Kim, Laura Kondarajan, and Amy Ta. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'll be back next week with more good food.